going to have to increase the funding to mental health in the state of Mississippi. We're going to have to give them more flexibility as you can for community and home care throughout the state as the federal government requires. We have received additional funding and will, I think, in the future receive more grant funding from the federal government for the treatment of opioids. We are seeing those numbers decrease primarily because there is a smaller amount, a lower amount of opioids in pharmacies today that are being used to treat those that have pain. They're using alternative methods. You saw the president yesterday work with China in the lowering of fentanyl that would be coming into America. That is a huge opportunity for us to help those that are trapped in the cycle of addiction.